Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rolling in hour number two. Good to have you with us. Football will be on our brains on a Football Friday here on Sports Daily. Bengals Ravens last night in an interesting game. I guess it was kind of interesting. I mean, the Bengals couldn't have been any better early, and then they kind of just held on late. But I guess an interesting start to week two in the National Football League. We'll get to more of that, obviously, with our State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week. Todd Benway in from our family at State Farm. Making picks this week in the State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week. Part of what's on tap, courtesy of our friends at Side Pockets. It is a Friday at Side Pockets, corner of Kellogg and Tyler.
Well, the Ravens couldn't stop A.J. Green when it mattered.
No.
It was 21-0 pretty much right off the bat, and all three touchdowns went to A.J. Green. And so often happens in the NFL when one team, even sometimes, Bruce, at 14-0, the other guys will absolutely drop the game plan and get into furious comeback mode, and that's exactly what Baltimore did. Joe Flacco dropped back 55 times. Got sacked four times, fumbled once, got picked twice. That's what happens when you drop back 55 times. But because their defense couldn't hold up, you know, they felt like they were after one quarter. You know, it was batting down the hatches and let's turn Joe Flacco loose with, frankly, just an okay receiving core. John Brown, Michael Crabtree, Willie Snead, Max Williams, Mark Andrews. That's pretty much who he's throwing to.
Yeah.
John Brown, he's fast. He's your take-the-top-off guy, so that's okay. He caught a touchdown pass. But yeah, you get off script like that, and you're not likely to come all the way back in the NFL.
No.
They made it a game. It was 28-14 at half, 28-17 after three, but the Bengals get to enjoy their 10 days off. They dropped the hammer on the Ravens last night in Cincinnati, 34-23. One of the games that we're going to pick, as Bruce alluded to, is the New England-Jacksonville game, which has, in essence, turned into a pick 'em. The matchup predictor on ESPN, 50.3% chance that Jacksonville will win this game.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
I don't want to give anything away from later on, but, I mean, how long has it been since you thought with a road game for the Patriots that it was a coin flip? With a healthy Brady and a healthy Gronkowski, you know? I mean,
you're right.
It just doesn't happen where you think, man, I don't know. I have to think about this one. But
I think that may be more about Jacksonville, and especially the way they defend,
clearly,
than it even is about New England, who I think is still probably, I don't know, who's the favorite in the AFC? Isn't it New England until further notice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, look, maybe they're not quite what they were even a year ago or what they've been recently, but they're still the gold standard.
Yep.
Jacksonville's trying to shake that loose a little bit this weekend. It's a pretty intriguing game, I think.
Now, Leonard Fournette has been slowed by a hamstring injury that took him out of their game last week. He says it's improving. T.J. Yeldon did okay against the Giants, and he's their backup. But all eyes certainly will be on, because Jalen Ramsey runs his mouth a lot, will be on him when Tom Brady and the Patriots are on offense. And that'll be much watch TV. Patriots and Jags with all kinds of swagger on the defensive side of the ball, and they're going up against TB12. So CBS is thrilled to death, I'm sure, that they got that.
Why
one?
Why not? Yeah, let's go
for the late game.
That's a pretty good one.
So, and the Chiefs take their act on the road to Pittsburgh. Big Ben didn't practice again yesterday. What do you think the chances are that he doesn't play? I find it highly unlikely. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Kansas City, that line opened at 5.5. It's the money's moving Kansas City's way. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised by that. I bet you the Chiefs are in this game. No Le'Veon Bell.
I wanted them to be better. I wanted to trick myself into saying that they played well against San Diego and that they'll hold up okay against Pittsburgh. But Lee Sterling was right. Ben Roethlisberger is totally two different quarterbacks, whether he's at home or on the road. He's bad on the road.
A lot of guys are.
And he tears it up when he's at home. And the reason why he hasn't practiced the last couple of days is a right elbow issue, which, you know, Chiefs fans are like, oh, all right, maybe on to something, I'm sure, if you want to try to hang your hat on something. But between Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster, Jesse James, their tight end, James Conner, I think he caught five, but he did his best, Le'Veon Bell against the Browns. I think he caught five balls and ran it about 25 or 30 other times. Chiefs are in for it. And Patrick Mahomes better be in high gear with that offense, at least on paper, if you want to keep up with Pittsburgh, because they're just so good at home, and Ben is so much different when he's at home. And even though it was a tie, that game felt like a loss that they were involved in Cleveland. And Big Ben, I think, himself turned it over five times. I think he threw four picks and fumbled once or something like that. But so we'll see. The over-under is 53.5, which is astronomical for an NFL game, and you can understand why. But, yeah, that Chiefs back line. Eric Berry's not going to play again. I promise you that. It's been like 32 days since he's been on a football field between the lines in practice doing something.
And that becomes that's worrisome, isn't it?
Totally worrisome.
I think it's worrisome.
He wouldn't make 100% difference in that defense, but he'd make some. I can promise you that if he were on the field.
If he even made a 10% difference, I mean, and he would. You know, any kind of presence like his and experience and talent makes you a better defense, period. So,
now, on the other hand,
I don't know, we'll see.
Can Pittsburgh's defense have anything for Kansas City? Because they went right through the Chargers, who, even without Joey Bosa, I think is believed to at least have a competent defense. And Chiefs did whatever they wanted to against them. So,
no, you're right.
Certainly the moment wasn't too big for Patrick Mahomes. Let's also point out, too, that playing that game in, where is it, Carson or wherever?
Mm-hmm. Right.
There couldn't be less of a home field advantage for the Chargers.
Oh, there's no home field advantage.
I mean, it's like playing a neutral site. So Pittsburgh will be different in that regard, but that was a nice little tune-up for Kansas City.
No question.
I'd hate for them to have to score 38 to win, but they might. They might. We'll see what Pittsburgh's defense has for Patrick Mahomes.
Well, they'll have something. Like I said, every week in the NFL is a season unto itself. And the challenges are all different.
Mm-hmm.
Game plans are all different. Matchups are all different. Don't take what you saw in week one and apply it to week two. It all changes. Now, you feel good about the way that they played out there. But, you know, Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh is a much more difficult task, quite frankly, than even the Chargers in Carson, California, without their best edge rusher in Joey Bosa.
And you know what, too? The Chiefs weren't exactly stellar against the run last week either.
No, they weren't. No.
At 5.9 yards a carry, basically when the Chargers were in catch-up mode from the jump. You know, you'd understand Phil Rivers' 400-plus yards because, you know, especially in the second half when they were behind by more than one score. That's, like I said, with Joe Flacco, that's what you do in the NFL. You abandon the the game plan and start chucking it all over the place. But even when they did run, Melvin Gordon and Austin Eckler ran for 5.9 yards a carry. So I guess we can move on from it, but Chiefs defense, Bob Sutton better start pulling rabbits out of the hat and scheming and protecting these guys on the back end because, you know, like I said, after further review, there were a couple of drop passes by Charger Charger receivers away from a much different outcome.
Yeah, there were not two. There was actually four in that. Look, and it makes it sound as if we're taking something away from the Chiefs. And I know that I don't want to make it feel sound that way.
Well, you got to keep it real. I mean,
yeah. I mean, they did this without any sort of contributions from a tight end, really didn't do much in the run game with Kareem Hunt. So they were pretty dynamic, and there's no reason to believe that they can't be dynamic again. That's what we believe Kansas City is going to hang their hat on, a dynamic offense that has the capability to score a lot of points. I personally think that they'll need a lot of points to win in Pittsburgh this weekend. I really do.
Yeah.
I don't know what that number is. It's in the 30s. It's somewhere in the 30s, but I'm thinking somewhere like 37, maybe, you know, because I think Pittsburgh's going to score against Kansas City. I really do.
I don't see how you could think otherwise. I mean,
right.
They may not, but there's no evidence to the contrary. We were concerned in the preseason when nobody really cares or tries. You know, mm-hmm. Exotically. I mean, you know, they don't try to scheme to score points. But our own Dan Israel, Chiefs Radio Network, it's like, you know, the second unit of the Bears just went up and down the field on the Chiefs in their second to last preseason game and pointed it out here on the air, you know. So where there's smoke, there's some fire.
And, of course.
You know, and wouldn't you think that the Steelers have better weapons than the Chargers? I mean, it's close. It's comparable. But Pittsburgh first.
Well,
of all,
I know they have a hell of a lot bigger home field advantage,
and they got the best receiver.
I mean, I know that
football.
Playing at Heinz Field is not even comparable. I mean, so to playing in what is it, StubHub or whatever? Yeah, I can't even remember what the name of the place is.
Pretty close, yeah.
Out there, so it's just an entirely different challenge. That's why it's a week to week proposition in the NFL.
Yep.
Period. So,
and
go play.
You can hear that game over on 1330 and 98.7, Chiefs and Steelers. It's a noon kick. Mitch Holtis, Kendall Gammon, Danny and Dan, Art Haynes, the whole crew, they'll have it for you over on KNSS. 869-1240 is the Tad's Locker Room hotline. If you want to give us a call, talk about anything you've heard us talk about so far. We'll have our State Farm picks coming up in about 10 minutes from now. And on this day in sports history coming up as well, that's presented by Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge. That's coming up at 10:40. Jason is with us. Hey, Jason, how are you? Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday to you guys, too. Had a comment about the NHL actually coming with a little bit of teeth, unlike so many other stories you hear in sports.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, you almost want to. You can't compare apples to oranges, but I mean, just look at the case at Ohio State and what happened there. I know as assistant coach versus a player, but it's nice to see that. I can't remember, you guys know baseball a lot better than I do, but didn't Chapman, the closer,
yep.
do something similar?
Yep, he did. Aroldis Chapman did, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, Gary Bettman is a commissioner that takes a lot of heat from their fans. But I like what he did in this case.
No question. A third of the year? I mean, that would be... Aroldis Chapman, by the way, served a 30-day suspension.
Mm-hmm.
So if Gary Bettman were to be the commissioner in baseball, Aroldis Chapman theoretically would have gotten, what, 53? A third of the season. That's what the hockey player for the Predators got. So... You know, it was close, but again, the Major League Baseball has a domestic violence policy, and the NHL doesn't. And that policy handed out 30 games for Aroldis Chapman. He was not arrested. No charges were filed. That should be pointed out, too. That came back in 2016, I believe. Who we got now, Mariah? Dave? Dave is up next. Hey, Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in on the domestic violence thing a little bit and just where I'm coming from. You know, I've tried to live my whole life by the rule I lived in kindergarten, which is keep your hands to yourself.
That's a good rule to live by.
You know, my dad used to say there's a special place in hell for someone who, for a man who lays his hands on a woman, and I believe that. But I just kind of want to point out one of the oddities of how we currently do things, which is if you suspend a guy and hit him in the wallet, like you said, but if the woman elects to stay with him, which happens a lot of the time, I mean, you wind up punishing her as well. I mean, you think of Ray Rice, his knockout victim married him. You know, they went on to stay together, and so as you're punishing him financially, you're actually punishing her financially because half of it's hers.
Well, he should have thought about that before
doing it. I don't know a better way of doing it. It's just an oddity that I don't think most people think of is that yeah, when we do hit these, if you want to call them a family, you're hitting the whole family.
Well,
I mean, if the woman does leave him, maybe his forfeited game check should go to her. You know, something like that. But,
right.
But it's just an oddity.
Thank you for the call, Dave. That's a sticky situation when the woman that's been abused stays with her abuser. But if you want to hand out blame to both, then they both should have thought about that before they got into a physical altercation because in this day and age, that won't be tolerated, period. And to Dave's point, I guess, all right, let's since you're talking in hypotheticals, if a male from whatever sport beats his wife and she is concerned, you know, she's the one that calls 911, you know, unless it's a third party, she's the one that's going to call the authorities. And then through all the steps, like in Major League Baseball, for example, guy's going to get suspended, period, without pay. And so if she's worried about missing her husband's game check, then, you know, that's on her to, look, leave the guy, first of all. I know that's probably easier said than done in a lot of these cases, but to stay with your abuser doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
But it is, but yeah, as Dave points out, it does happen. It does happen.
Yeah, it seems to happen, and I know that I'm not qualified to. I don't understand that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't get it.
The only alternative to what Dave's talking about is you suspend Aroldis Chapman for a third of the season, but you still pay him. You know what I mean? Are there any teeth there in that punishment? Because you want Aroldis Chapman's significant other not to suffer financially?
Well, and by the way, the significant other isn't the one under contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I mean, and while I understand what he's saying, you still have to deal with the contracted player or talent, you know, regardless of the situation. I mean, with all due sensitivity, the team A is responsible for player A. On their roster. They're not responsible for the victim.
Yeah.
In this case. I don't mean to sound harsh about
it. Well, if you have a domestic violence policy, your hands are tied. You've got to have some teeth into the punishment of the player. If there is a domestic violence policy in place, which the NHL does not have, but everybody else does. So
yeah, I think it's a hell of an effort by Gary Bettman and I hope that it's a good precedent to set in professional sports.
Yep.
So, anyway, State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week coming up. We need to get some traction here amongst those of us picking on the show, goodness sake. Although I guess Anthony Capra had a pretty good week last week, right?
He did, but I threw away the results, so I don't know exactly
good.
What he
did. We don't need these charlatans coming in making us look bad.
No.
I do that well enough myself.
We destroyed that pod, too.
Good. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.